Yeah, this is Neon Natives from the Navajo Nation, and you're listening to Guide Note.
Gratitude. The quality of being thankful. I am grateful for the opportunity to live another day. I am grateful for my eyes that have opened, for my lungs that are breathing, and for my healthy body that is the vessel for my spirit to shine through. I am grateful to the Creator for the life of abundance that they are assisting me in creating. I make intentional time daily to root in this abundance and the frequency of gratitude. I am grateful for my freedom to be uniquely me. I appreciate the universe for the way she constantly aligns me with circumstances that connect with who I am. I know that I am rewarded for always aligning with my authentic self. I am grateful for my friends, for my family, and for my loved ones. I know that I get to choose who I surround myself with, and I always choose people who love me and encourage me to be the best version of myself. I am grateful for my ability to grow, adapt, evolve, and heal each and every day. I know that each day I rise, I have an opportunity to be a more complete version of myself. I take time to work on myself each and every day. I love the me that I am as I work to create the me of my dreams. I am grateful for my awareness in this knowing. Gratitude. The quality of being thankful.
Hey, this is Captain Ra from Kuik, and you're listening to Native Voice One. We'll be right back.
Ernie Worrell, Preston Singletary, Rob Ludgate, and the collective known as Cool Week. That's Captain Cook Gets It as we wind down that block of listening on today's edition of Gyno. Welcome back. I have just a few more minutes to get caught up with today's very special featured guest, Joy Harjo. We're discussing her album, I Pray for My Enemies. Again, I'm going to say this before we get off, Joy, but thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me today. I love picking your brain, and I wish we could make an entire series because I feel like, you know, there's so much that you really have to offer to listeners and fans all across the world. Joy, you have an excellent collection of tunes here. You mentioned already that, you know, you have a lot going on right now. You're already planning songs for the next. What is the next thing for you right now?
Oh, the next thing is I'm working on a musical.
What?
I'm supposed to be working on a musical that would, you know, about the origin story of American music and how it includes Southeastern Native musical influences.
When can we anticipate this coming to the theaters?
Oh, I wish. I was meaning to have a draft done by... by now, but I've been traveling a lot. So,
and you're also working on the next songs for the next album too, yeah?
Yes, and they're coming out of that play too.
Oh, I see. It's all coming together now.
Yeah.
Three new books, one of which is just brand new out right now. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, there's Catching the Light. This came out in October from Yale University Press. It's basically little notes. I think of them as notes. They call them, what is it? Oh, vignettes. They're like, it's sort of like little mini essays, mini moments. Some people are calling it memoir. And the other, and that's done pretty well. It's already sold out. The other one that came out on the first is 50 Years, 50 Poems, Weaving Sundown in a Scarlet Light. Those are poems with notes in the back. And then the one in March is the poem Remember with illustrations by Michaela Goh, who did the water protectors, beautiful art.
This is all incredible, and you really have enough art to keep people, you know, digesting and fed and nourished for decades and centuries to come. You ever going to take a break?
Yes, I'm planning to.
Maybe we can stroll the beaches in Hawaii during that time too or something.
Oh, I miss being out in the canoes there.
Yeah. Joy, thank you so much. Another question or two before I let you go. Where can people find you at?
www.joyharjo.com.
It's been an absolute pleasure being able to sit and talk with you and introduce this album to some of my listeners. And I certainly hope we can get caught up soon.
Thank you so much for highlighting this album and giving it some play.
Jageyu, jageyu, ani chalagi. Jageyu, jageyu, ani chalagi. Jageyu, gather together, we stand to honor with roses and cedar and all the colors of sunrise and sunset, a beloved woman who walked among us.
Jageyu, jageyu, ani chalagi.
Ancestor dreaming gives birth to children. Mountains turn to pools of dust. Breathing becomes song when a beloved woman walks among us.
Jageyu, jageyu, ani chalagi.
Each praise song gives birth to the next. Each beloved leader makes a path for the rest. Stand up. Keep the fire going as she passes by. A beloved woman walked among us. Stand up. Stand up.
This is Joy Harjo, and you are listening to Gyno, Native Voice One.
Oh, For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Lord, I smoked 100 cigarettes, waiting for your call and it ain't come yet. I'm just waiting on your footsteps in my home, and I'm waiting for this ash to fall. While I'm counting my regrets, I'm gonna smoke 100 cigarettes. My porch light is on and I've unlocked my door. Lord, my eyes are red and my throat is sore. Check my mirror and I watch my phone, and I'm wondering when you're coming home. While I'm counting my regrets, I'm gonna smoke 100 cigarettes. Waiting for your call and it ain't come yet. I'm just waiting on your footsteps in my home, and I'm waiting for this ash to fall. While I'm counting my friends, I'm gonna smoke 100 cigarettes.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.